Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. I think you're going to be glad you did, too. And if you've been listening already, you're already saying that, aren't you? You're telling those other people, boy, you're going to be glad you joined this guy. Sometimes he's out of control, but most of the time it's good stuff, especially when Annabelle Dodd joins us. Annabelle is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and one of my good friends. She's the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications, and it's now in its 4th edition. At least that's the one I have. It may be about to go. It may be in the 5th edition for all I know, folks. But any time a book of this size and this significance goes to 4th edition, that means the first 3 editions were pretty darn spectacular. And, of course, as you've heard me say many times before, ladies and gentlemen, nothing but the best for my audience. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Annabelle Dodd, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. What about the 5th edition?
I'm not even thinking about it because it was so much work writing the 4th edition. I think I'm just going to stick with what I have.
Come on. Well, you know, there's new stuff.
Right. I'm sure the 5th edition will be out at some point.
One of these days. The 4th edition is still pretty darn good, though. You know, Annabelle, one of the things that I want you – by the way, folks, Annabelle is our telecommunications expert. And, you know, Annabelle, if we had been talking about telecommunication 25 years ago, somebody would have said, okay, telephone, you know, what's next, you know? And now, look at all the different ways that we use the airways. Look at all the different ways that we communicate telephonically and other ways like, you know, like the internet, like email, like wireless connections, cell phones, all those different things. So many different ways that we do our business and get our entertainment through telecommunications.
I think it's been a massive shift, Jim, and especially in the wireless and the internet. It's just tremendous, and it's really gotten to the point where it's changed how people live and how they work and how they get their entertainment.
Well, exactly. I mean, we recently were out of town and we needed to have some printing done. And we produced what we wanted to have printed. We uploaded it to this company's website, and believe it or not, we would have never had to have gone over to that business if we hadn't ordered it at a time when it was going to be finished past when their delivery date, their delivery time was. I mean, they literally could have delivered it to us, and all we would have ever done would have been go to their website.
That's such a time saver.
Yeah, it's, you're right. It changes so many things on so many levels. But before we get into some of those issues, let's talk about the business of telecommunication. There have been some recent mergers, haven't there?
It's been another massive shift in telecommunications. You know, I teach at Northeastern, and one of my students came up to me. Students say the most brilliant things after the class. I think they're shy. He came up to me and he said, "Are we back to where we were before all these changes in regulations? AT&T now own everything again."
Right. What did you say?
25 years ago, 30 mm-hmm. years ago, and it's and, not
and that's,
quite
it's the truth.
But they chewed up. Recently bought Bell South.
Right.
And AT&T that's AT&T now used to be SBC. Then they mm-hmm. bought AT&T Wireless. Then they bought the old AT&T, which was long distance. And now they're the biggest phone company in the entire world.
For a long time, AT&T was just a little, almost insignificant long-distance carrier, wasn't it?
Yeah, for a while
once,
they were.
Once it got broken up and everything back in the 80s, and yeah. Now it's back to being a major player, isn't it?
That's right. It's been a massive shift. I mean, what happened was that there was so much competition in long distance that when AT&T was the old AT&T, they just became ho-hum, just another kid on the block, low margins, not much profit. Then they tried to sell CableTel. They bought up a bunch of cable TV companies, and they paid way too much for them. They couldn't manage them.
Mm-hmm.
They sold those off to mostly Comcast. It's been a massive shift. You know, the fear is, well, there's been a huge change because we're not where we were 25, 30 years ago. So even though the new AT&T has lots, the biggest wireless company in this country, the biggest internet provider,
mm-hmm.
they still have competition with cable TV
and
Verizon.
Well, that's what I want to ask you when we come back, is how is all this benefiting the customer? And
okay.
We'll get to Annabelle Dow to explain that to us right after these messages. By the way, folks, those customers, that's you and me, 22. Stay with us.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
With black curtains near the station. Black roof country, no gold payments.
Little early Eric there for you, ladies and gentlemen. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Annabelle Dodd, the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Annabelle, give us your website, please.
It's www.doddontheline.com.
Doddontheline.com. Check it out when you get a chance, folks. The book, The Essential Guide to Telecommunications, is available still wherever books are sold, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's got all the wireless technologies and convergence stuff in this one, this edition, by the way.
And it's got information about mergers, too, a lot of mergers.
So speaking of those mergers, are these good for customers?
Well, if we can keep competition alive and there's enough competitors, then prices will stay low and we'll have innovation. But if too many of them kill each other off, then companies get lazy. Well, why should they bother paying for R&D? Because they've got customers anyway. So that's really the question. But right now there is competition.
You know, one of the things, Annabelle, that's been very interesting to me is to see how we define competition these
mm-hmm.
days. For example, if you're When the FCC is evaluating the merger of telephone companies, and they're trying to decide if this merger is going to do what you just said, make the companies complacent and less competition and not be as innovative for their customers and hold their prices down for customers, that's one of the big tasks the FCC has, to make sure that customers don't suffer with a merger.
Right.
But 25 years ago, when they split up AT&T, it was to try to do that, to create that kind of an environment that was good for customers. But they were only considering telephone companies. Today,
right.
The telephone companies have competitive threats, competitive pressures from more than one industry. You mentioned the cable industry. From a lot of different ways, competition can impact telephone companies. More than just other telephone companies.
Right. Now, the cable companies have taken a tremendous number of telephone customers away from the AT&Ts and the Verizons mm-hmm. of the world. And so now Verizon and AT&T are getting into cable television, not so much in the South, but more in different parts of the country
mm-hmm.
like Texas, California,
mm-hmm.
Massachusetts. So it'll be interesting to see how that all falls out.
Well, that's a very interesting thing that's going on right now. And folks, the main thing to ask yourself when you're looking at these mergers is, you know, is this going to be good for me? If I'm the customer, is it going to be good for me? And I feel like for the most part it will be. Let's talk about some of the new technologies. Let's talk about there's a new program called or new technology called WiMAX. Tell the audience what that is.
WiMAX, there's a couple of flavors of WiMAX. One flavor could really be a replacement for the telephone companies or an additional service. In addition, it would, instead of having that copper string or fiber to your home or business,
mm-hmm.
you'd have wireless connection, a high-speed wireless connection, and you could use it for internet access and someday for phone calls as well. And that really is still in its infancy, and it doesn't give you any portability. It's just a straight shot from the WiMAX tower to your home or business.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's a company called Clearwire that's getting into that, and that's got some pretty heavyweight investors.
But you talk, when you say it has no portability, but then when you need to move, you use another wireless type service.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the way WiMAX works today is you can't get a WiMAX wireless signal and walk down the street talking on your
right.
phone.
Like you can with a cell phone.
Yeah, or mm-hmm. you can't go to...
In other words, you can't answer your business phone in your office on your business phone line through this WiMAX and then take that handset and go down the street with it. You got to say, call me back on my cell phone.
Exactly. But there's a new flavor of WiMAX coming out that will let you do that. That's a couple years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to compete with the mobile cellular, the Verizon Wireless, and the new AT&T
mm-hmm.
eventually. And that's got backing from Intel and Motorola. So in the next 5 or 10 years, if we all live that long, Jim, we're going to have another. So
are
there
you,
potentially is a lot of competition.
Are you worried about that, Annabelle?
Living that long?
Yeah.
No, I wanted to make a joke.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that's what you were doing. Yeah. Annabelle, were all of these frequencies, all this radio frequency, was that already out there, or is our air getting much more cluttered with radio frequencies? Do I need to start wearing aluminum foil around my head, Annabelle?
Don't wear aluminum foil around your head. It will attract more.
Do I need to do?
I don't think anybody knows the long-term impact of the electrical signals that are emitted close to your brain or to your body by using all these cell phones and microwave ovens. And they don't think microwave ovens are damaging, but...
You know, I just wonder, Annabelle, as we go to a break here, if one of these days we're going to have so many frequencies, so much electrical charges out there in the air that it'll get like a harmonic vibration or something, you know, and all of our brains will fry all at the same moment. Stand by, quick break, Tintel, right back with Annabelle Dodd. Stay with us.
Yeah, baby, she's got it.
Back, it's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Annabelle Dodd, our good friend, and the telecommunications expert in our brain trust. Annabelle, what about some of the new capabilities out there, some of the new technologies that you've seen in telecommunications? What do you think about all that?
Well, I think people are loving their TVs more than ever before.
Why?
Well, they're getting those 40 and 50-inch televisions, hooking them up to external sound systems, subscribing to digital cable.
When are we going to have more HD television?
I'm sorry?
When are we going to have all HD television?
Well, it'll be gradually over the next couple of years. The problem is that a lot of people got the big TVs and aren't getting real high-definition television.
That's right.
But it's still more attractive than little televisions. And they're still staying home in droves, sitting on their nice, comfy couches, not going anywhere.
Are the cable companies going to... Maybe they're already doing this. I have one of the satellite providers at home. But are the cable companies going to be... Are they already offering movies and things through their DSL, through their cable modem connections? Do they already have content?
Over cable modems, uh-huh. rather than...
Uh-huh.
Not that much. They're
Isn't that the way they're moving?
I'm sorry?
Isn't that the direction they wanted to move in? To not only provide you with connectivity, but also content?
Well, the people that want, only because the other people are doing it if they don't. You know, people like Google, Yahoo, mm-hmm. YouTube, well, which is now part of Google, are getting the jump on them, so they figure they have to.
Mm-hmm.
Or else they'll get somewhat irrelevant. You know, the big challenge is once it gets to your TV, you got to shoot it to your television wirelessly or recable your house because people don't necessarily want to watch TV on their computer.
No, that's right, and so you got to bring it in. But a lot of the cable companies, I thought they were going to be offering more movies and content where you could download them, into your computer. You know, a lot of people have the DVRs now that'll, you know, you can bring them right in over the connectivity, over
yeah.
the cable, and download a movie.
Well, they are, but my only point is cable companies are only doing it because if they don't do it, somebody else
right.
will. That's another response. I mean, we started the program with innovation and response
mm-hmm.
to competition,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what's happening with cable TV.
Mm-hmm. So they're not doing it because they want to. It's a reaction to competition.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. What about some other technologies? What are some other telecommunication? What about cell phones? Anything new there?
Well, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about watching TV on your cell phone. We seem to be TV all the time this morning, right, Jim? Where? So I can't remember. Maybe $25 a month you get to watch 2-inch TV shows.
Well, you know, there are times when you wouldn't always want to do that, but there might be times when you'd want to do that.
Well, yeah, like if you're not near a TV and it's a 9/11 situation.
Well, or a golf tournament, you know, or maybe a golf tournament, Annabelle.
True. You could sneak in a golf tournament
yeah.
during your lunch hour. Or if you have a train ride to work.
Right.
Or you could watch it on your iPod.
But now that's a pretty significant signal to get a video channel in it, isn't it?
Isn't that incredible? You know,
yeah.
our cell phone companies are putting a lot of money into upgrading their cell phones. And AT&T, 36% of their revenue is from wireless services, and that's where their growth is.
You know, I have a really fancy cell phone, I admit it. And
uh-huh.
and it wasn't inexpensive. The problem is I'm not smart enough to use about 60% of what it can do.
You've got a lot of company, Jim.
I'm not alone, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're not alone, and it's not that you're not smart enough. The cell phone companies, the manufacturers, haven't been smart enough to make it easy to use.
They haven't made it easy, have they? They need to work on
They're
that.
They're the ones that need the intelligence.
You're exactly right. That's the problem. Thank
that's
you, Annabelle.
Not you, it's them.
Thank you for being here, Annabelle. Good job today.
Same
Annabelle
here.
Dodd, ladies and gentlemen, the essential guide to telecommunications. That's DoddOnTheLine.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.